Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans in the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Outreach, Life Support Outreach Church. And I'm so excited to be here this evening. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity tonight, giving reverence to God who's the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans, and to everyone. I just thank God tonight. I greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I just thank and praise God that you've chosen to study with us on tonight. I'm going to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to get right into the Word of God. So we just give God praise on tonight. I thank and praise Him tonight. And we want to thank everyone that joined us on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What's going on?
Yes, we thank and praise God on tonight. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Yes, and one second. Okay.
Amen.
Yeah, doesn't look like the thing want to play tonight, so I'm not going to force it. I'm just going to sing a portion of Shine, and we're going to have our scripture in our prayer.
Shine on me.
May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble.
May the name of our God and Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all of your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saved his anointed, and he will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And they have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Say, Lord, may the King answer us when we call. I have read for you on this evening the 20th book of Psalms, and that's verse through its entirety, verse 1 through 9. And may the Lord bless the hearing and doing of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to go right into our prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before our throne of grace, before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight just confessing and repenting, Lord, and we ask you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just come just giving you praise and glory today. We just bow down before you, Lord, and we just thank you today for just watching over us all day long, all night, Lord. We just thank you tonight, and we praise you, Lord, and we give you worship tonight, Lord, and we magnify your name, and we glorify your name tonight, and we bless your holy name, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you glory, Lord, and we magnify your name, Lord, and we give you glory, Lord. Just say thank you, Lord, and thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for Jesus. I thank you for sending the Holy Ghost. I thank you on tonight, Lord. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless those that haven't come to the line yet. In the name of Jesus, bless each family, Lord. Bless everyone on the earth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm just asking you now to protect us, Lord. Hide us up under your wing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight, and we give you glory. Lord, I ask you now to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost can increase and teach and minister to your people on tonight, Lord. I have and know nothing of myself, Lord, but it's you and you alone, you, Father, and you alone that takes all the glory and that takes all the praise, Lord. I just thank you on tonight, and I give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want no credit, and I don't want no praise. I want to give it all to you, Lord. I just thank you tonight, and I give you praise tonight. I give you glory tonight. Lord, I thank you. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, I ask you to send the Holy Ghost to be the teacher tonight. Let the Holy Ghost teach on tonight, Lord. In the name of the Rabbi, teach tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. I give you honor and I just thank you. Ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen, everyone. I just thank and praise God for everyone that's on our radio broadcast on tonight. We give God glory and we give God praise on tonight. And I'm so excited about the word on tonight. We're going to be coming from the book of Proverbs. The whole time we're on tonight, we're going to be talking from the book of Proverbs. And the book of Proverbs it's like a little Bible all by itself. Y'all know that. And every time I read it, my Bible is so messed up in Proverbs because I got every word circled and underlined and everything else because it's so exciting. It's so interesting, and it's just a blessing to live. The whole Bible really is good to live by. We're supposed to live by it, but this book of Proverbs is just so full of wisdom and so full of knowledge and how to live your life and how to live holy. It's a blessing from God, and I thank and praise God on tonight for it. It is good. It's a blessing. It has high morals, and it's just a blessing. It gives all the wisdom and all the knowledge and lets you know how to get it. It's just like a road map, and I just thank God, just like the Bible. I thank and praise God on tonight for it. So we're going to be coming tonight. We're going to be talking about the characteristics of a wise and mature person, a wise person, the characteristics of a wise and mature person from the Proverbs. Now, we just, I got other scriptures I could go to, but it's just full of wisdom. This is just full of wisdom. It's full of wisdom. I just thank and praise God on tonight. So we're going to be starting from, I'm just going to hop all over here. Let me. Because it's full of wisdom, and I think we should know it. I think we should take time out and go through that book because that book is just full. It's popping full of stuff. So wisdom is the fear of the Lord. We know that. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Where it begins with God, wisdom. And we have to know that each one of us needs to be in that place right now because this is a day and time that we need wisdom, we need knowledge, we need understanding, we need it. We need to be wise and pray about everything that we do. We need to be wise. Thank God on tonight for allowing us to understand more. It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing to learn more. See, when we were children in the Word, when we was young in the Word, we didn't know nothing. But now, when I tell you, now we should know some wisdom, some understanding, some how to be wise. So I'm going to go through a few. I'm not going to go through a whole lot because believe me, I can go through the book of Proverbs. I love the book of Proverbs. I love the whole Bible. But the book of Proverbs, it's a mighty book. It's a mighty book. So we're going to start with Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Wisdom, I'm telling you, right now, we need to make wise decisions. We don't need to play with this thing. We need to make wise decisions in the things that we do. We know because, hey, they finna reopen everything back up. You better be wise. You better be wise about things. I'm telling you. So you know what you have to do and you want to do. But we have to be wise. We got to. So number 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. and 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And when I tell you we need to remember these verses, we need to be wise. We need to not link up. Hey, we can say, well, I'm just going to go out this day. If the Holy Spirit tells you don't move, don't you budge. I'm just telling you, don't do it. Because God is looking out for us. He got the Holy Ghost. He has angels looking out for us. He has angels. We each have our angels. We have our own angels. But God sent them. And they just standing there waiting to be to do something. So we need to be and let the blood of Jesus cover us. And we need to let our angels protect us. Because, you know, back in the Old Testament, how the men would go and pray, and Lord, are you going to be with me when I go up to battle? Because this is a battle. When we go out to battle, and the Lord may say, don't go, because I won't be there. But other times, he'll say, go, and they'll win. But if he say, don't go, they're going to get whooped their socks off. So this is we have to be wise in everything that we do. We cannot trust what we think. When people say trust your first whatever you get in your mind, trust that in your first thought or whatever. You better trust the Holy Ghost, because all you got to do is ask him, and he'll put it in your mind. We need to remember these things. These verses, and to direct, we need to study them. We need to go to them as often as we can. We in Proverbs. Now, Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to study these things. We have to study them. On this radio broadcast, most of the people on here are leaders. Some of them just don't know it yet, you know, and some of them do know. And most of the time, God send me leaders, and that's what I teach mostly. But sometimes it be not, you know, people not leaders yet, but they are being developed into leaders. And we have to study the word of God to show ourselves approved under God, because the knowledge, people perish. For the lack of knowledge. So what we have to do is, as leaders, you're going to learn in the long run to be quiet, to study to be quiet. If you don't talk to nobody all day, it should be okay. It should be all right, because you're talking to the Holy Spirit. He's talking to you all the time. You know, and sometimes people get lonely, because I get lonesome sometimes to run my mouth. But we have to be even careful with that, because God wants us to communicate with people, but we have to be wise when we do it. Proverbs 28:26 says, he that trusted in his own heart is a fool. We cannot trust in what we think. And man, you know, he wants to be the, you know, but you can't, not your own self, because you don't know. You talking, listening to all kind of voices. You need to be listening to the voice of God. Man can't lean to his own understanding, but he has to lean on God. Let God lead us every step. I'm telling you, because these are critical times. These are critical times. Believe me. I'm praying for us all. I'm praying for every one of us. These are critical times. I ain't trying to scare nobody. But I know Jesus is going to be here. He's coming back here very soon. It won't be long. But like I say, we're in the book of Revelation, and we need to know to lean on the Lord. We need to know to lean on the Holy Spirit. We need to know not to lean to our own understanding, but trust God with everything. When I say everything, you trust God, because if you trust him, he'll make a way out when it seems to be no way. When you ain't got no shelter over your head, when you don't have shoes on your feet, when you don't have
food in your refrigerator if you just trust God. God will make a way. God will make somebody bring you some food. Or he'll make you walk up and find a box with some shoes in it. You know, or somebody giving some shoes away. Honey, let me tell you something. God is just like that because he's been too good to me. I know. And we have to do this. But we have to live by what we say. We can't keep falling off. You know, we do it. But God, he used to wink at man's ignorance. Now he's not excuses anymore. We got to show enough lean to God's understanding. We cannot lean to our own understanding. We can't do it. He said, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool. That's 28 and 26. But he who walks wisely will be delivered, and we will be delivered. We will be delivered. If we walk in what God says, walk in wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. I'm trying to get it just right. Wisdom is the fear of God, of the Lord. We have, and where it begins in God. God is the source. So we have to know, we have to fear God. He ain't want you to be scared of him. He say fear what he say. You do it what he say. Be obedient to what he say. He didn't want you to be scared, but he wants you to fear and obey what he's saying. That's what God wants. Proverbs 2:2-3 says, "For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding." Let me turn over there. "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding," Peter was, he taught us in 1 Peter 2:2 that as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And it's like when a baby knows that the mother is fixing the bottle, and they just can't be still. They waiting for their bottle to come. They just moving everything they have because they just happy to see the bottle. They can't talk, but they trying to make sound, and they see that bottle. They follow mother all the way to the stove and all the way back. That's how we need to be for the word of God. We need to anticipate and desire that word. That's how we need to be, just like a child for his milk. We supposed to have the sincere milk of the word of God. That's how we supposed to want that word, desire that word. That's how we supposed to do it. We ought to want the word of God, even when we just sitting being idle. That word needs to come up in our spirit. I'm telling you, God will honor us. He'll bless us. I'm telling you, when we do this, we got to have the word of God on our heart at all times, not just sometime, all the time, because, and I'm not saying we don't have a life and stuff, but the life we live, the word of God will help us even through it. But everything we go through, good and bad, the word of God will fit right in there with you. I'm not going to do a whole lot of these because I got some stuff in here. I got scriptures. My son, keep my word and treasure my commandments with you. That's Proverbs 7:1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. See, the word of God should be even more than the apple. Because the word is God. The word is God.
So we got to love that word. We got to love this word just like we love God, because the word comes from God. He inspired men to write it. We have to eat it, sleep it, drink it. The word of God is good for every part of us, our minds, our spirits, our hearts, everything. So in that being said, every day we need to read some kind of scripture. And it could be one or two lines. And we need to just repeat it over all day. Let it sink into your spirit. Let it sink into your mind. And I bet you won't forget that scripture. It's scriptures that I used to walk with, healing scriptures. I used to just repeat over and over and over and over. And God healed me. So it's good for us to just take a piece of that word every day. I don't care what scripture it is. All of it's good. And just chew on it all day long. And I bet just like sometimes you can wake up in the morning and a song will come right to you and you'll sing on it all day, all day, all day. Get some scripture like that, because I've done it, so I know. Get some scripture like that. I tell you, God is good. Okay, we're going to go to Proverbs 2 and 6. Don't consult outside sources for wisdom. You have to seek wise counsel when you're doing something like that. You always need to seek wise counsel, and they should be in the Lord. You don't want to go to nobody that's corner minded. You can help them. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Let me see. Did I get the right one? Mm-mm, 2 and 3. Yes, 2 and 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, from his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. If we want wisdom, we need to ask God for it. And I pray, every time I pray for wisdom, I want God to give me wisdom so I can help other people that don't even know to pray for wisdom. You know, and it's always good to seek wise counsel. Somebody spiritually, you don't need to go to corner mining people, because more than likely, most of them are psychiatrists or psychics or whatever they are. But you need somebody that God can speak to. He's not going to speak to the corner mining man, but he'll speak to somebody spiritual for you. You know what I'm saying? A prophet or something. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God have revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. They are revealed to us by the Spirit. So when you seek in wise counsel, you know you got to have somebody filled with the Spirit of God so they can speak to you what God is speaking to them. And if you're spiritual enough, God will speak to the Holy Ghost to tell you. You just got to believe it and know he will. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 20 and 24. Proverbs chapter 20 and 24. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his ways, his own ways? When man's steps are ordained by the Lord, how can a man understand? You know what? How can man understand his own ways? We have never passed this way before. Only the Spirit of God can lead us. See, a lot of times, even when we wake up, God wake us up in the morning. Start us out fresh. It's a new day, a day that we've never seen before, a day that we've never been in before. So man don't understand
We won't be able to understand what's going to happen the rest of the day, but God knows. So the Spirit of the Lord, he can lead us into the day. When we woke up this morning, we never been in May the 12th, 2020. So God woke us up this morning. This was a new day that we'd never been in before. But I just thank God today that he woke us up, and we wake, and we moving around, having our beings in him. See, I'm telling you, when God ordered ourselves, it's ordered by him. Everything we do should be planned by God. We shouldn't lean to our own understanding. Just direct, Lord. We know you plan our day for the day. We ought to pray every morning. Lord, just however we command the morning, we command God to bless us and however he wants. But we know that he knows the plans that he has for us. And they are good plans. You know, we thank God every day. We pray and ask God to just cover us and cover our families and stuff every day. Our steps are already ordered for this day. When your eyes open, Lord, thank you for watching over us last night, and thank you for waking me up, giving me a mind to pray. He already knows what's going to happen today. We don't know, but God knows already. He know already. Okay, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. And Proverbs, like I say, it's good to me. I love the book of Proverbs. I'm just telling you. And I've taught it so many times. My son, hear the instructions of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. See, a lot of times we have to show up, take heed to the scriptures, because most people, and a lot of people, I'm not going to say most, they have godly mothers and fathers, godly parents, and they take them to church, and that's what God wants us to do, is tell our children about God and tell them about the Lord and the things of God and the things to do and the things not to do. But when we don't know God and our parents didn't take us to church or send us to church or tell us who God is, then God is upset. It's very important for a parent, godly mother and father, to introduce and teach their children about God, because when you don't, God is upset about that. He's very upset about it, because he blessed us with children so that we can do this. He blessed us. So we should know how to teach and train. And you never, and I'm telling you, even when you raise your children and they get grown, then God send you grandchildren, he send you spiritual children, he send you God children, and you have to still teach them about God. He give them to you for you to tell them about God and teach them and show them. You know, we all have people that we do stuff for, God have us to do for in our lives. God send people to us so that we can help them. God send people to us so we can teach them. And because a lot of them don't know. That, you know, they don't know which way to go. They don't know what to say. So God say, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. I'm going to open the door so you can show them what to do or help them. Let them know what to do. Let them know who I am. This and that. Your gift will make room for you. The word of God says your gift will make room for you. So this is what we have to do. We need to teach our own children first. And then we need to go abroad. The ones that God sent to us, the ones that we walk up on the street or in the grocery store, we need to help them, lead them. If they don't know God, you need to help them. show them the way, because I'm telling you, time is winding up. And we need, this is wisdom. It's the principal thing. We need to have wisdom. We need to have understanding. We need to have knowledge. And all of it should be divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We need to have that from God. Man, God uses some men, but the Holy Ghost will speak to you. The Holy Ghost will tell you all of these things. He'll tell you just what to do and what not to do. And if you're paying attention, because a lot of times our minds are distracted. Our minds are distracted. I don't want to distract anyone, and I don't want to be distracted. When, you know, when God, when you have something God is, and you can tell for yourself when God can put something on your mind. And you're trying not to do it, but you know you got to do it. You're trying not to say it, but you know you got to say it. You're trying not to go that way, but you know you got to do it because God said it. So, I took care of it, and you know who that was. Amen. But we have to do these things that God has called us to do. We got to do it. Because God called us to do it. So we have to hear the instructions of God. We have to hear what God is telling us to do, mother and father, parents. Next, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 2 again in verse 9. No, we're not going to do that one. No. Proverbs 23, verse 1-3. Proverbs 23, verses 1-3. It says, when thou sittest to eat it with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man given to appetite, be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Now, we all should know what that means, because a lot of times people get through to us through our stomach. We eat from people we shouldn't eat from. The word of God say don't do it. You may as well put a knife up to your throat and cut it yourself. Because that's how we be saying, well, how did this happen? And how did this, because you didn't eat, somebody didn't cook for you, and you didn't eat. You know what I'm saying? And it says, be not desirous for it. We can't do that. You know, and please know it's not any Christian person. But when you eat around people that, you know, it says when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. You better think about it before you eat it. You can't share food with everybody. You can't sit down and break bread with everybody. You can't do that. But you gotta be in God. You gotta know what God wants you to do. You gotta be prayerful. You gotta consider what would God do. And Lord, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Should I not eat this? It could be looking so good, honey, but I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Do you hear me? I wouldn't touch it. I'd be hungry all day, all night. I'd consider myself that God put me on the fast, because I'm telling you. People will mess you up through food. You got to be careful with it. And the word of God said, I'm not just saying it, the word of God said, he said, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Me, I want you doing that. be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. We got to know how to step back. Oh, no. Are we okay? We all right. Or we ate right before we left. Or we ate breakfast this morning, whatever. We good. I'm not hungry. I'm fast. Whatever you got to do when the Holy Spirit tell you, then you do it. Mm-hmm. You do it. I was just looking at that. I was saying, Lord, I've heard that so many times. I've heard it so many times. We're going to go to the book of, Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28 and verse 5. Let me turn over here in my Bible. Proverbs 28 and verse 5. God is good, I'm telling you. So it's evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Now, when people disobey the law and the Lord, their sense of uprightness and immorality is perverted. When they disobey God, and I ain't even just talking about the law, I'm just talking about God. Because I don't care what nobody say, we better keep those Ten Commandments. You know, it's a lot of pastors teaching you don't have to keep them. That's the last two. But God didn't say, don't keep them Ten Commandments. We better live by them and we better keep them. And he said when people disobey the law, and morality is perverted. They just get stagnated. They do all kind of, once they do one thing, it get worse and worse and worse. It don't get better. It just get worse because they disobeying God. And you can't get away with that. No, you can't get away with that. This says, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all things. And I know because we seeking God, we know the things that God expects for us, just like I was talking about on Sunday, what God requires of us. He requires for us to keep the Ten Commandments. He requires for us to understand the things that he does, and they for our good. God, we know God is moving and working for our good. We know that. We understand that. I don't care how bad it look out there with this virus. The ones that God wants to be here on this earth, going to be here on this earth. And whatever he's doing it for our good. Whatever he's doing, I trust him. I'm not leaning to my own understanding, trying to figure out and trying to work it out and all this kind of stuff. I'm not doing that. And we got to do right. Like you say, we got to pray for Trump, pray for him every time I pray. We got to pray for them, those that have rule over us. We got to do that because we want to be right in God's eyesight. God know our heart. We got to mean it. We got to mean it. We got to pray for him, and we got to mean it. And whatever he does, he's in control of everything. He could slap them down like a fly, a gnat, and stop him. But we got to pray for him that God's will be done. That's what we got to do. And so we won't be messed up with God. I don't want that for me, and I don't want it for you. We got to love him. We got to love everybody. Our deepest enemy, we got to love. We know they don't like us, the one that talk about us, you know, behind our backs, in front of our face, and do all manner. We got to still love those people with the love of Christ. Because with their love, they won't get love. But with the love of Christ that he put in me, we got to love the people of God. He made them all. He made us all. He created us all. He the creator. And we're his creation. So we gotta do the right things. We can't let enemy, because believe me, He's doing some tactics now. He's doing some really bad tactics now, trying to get people messed up with God. But we cannot fall for those tricks because there's so much mess going on in families. That's why he didn't got these families in homes and they can't go nowhere. Because we need to be together. We need to know that God wants us to love each other. God wants us to love each other. Ain't nothing about what we want. We better love each other. We better love each other, and we better pray for each other. We better pray for the ones that's out here in this world, the ones that don't know. We got to do it. We got to. This is what he planned for us to do. This is what our requirements are. This is why we stuck up in the house with our family, because he's trying to make these relationships even better. To do as much, and he don't want to take no mess. He ain't taking no mess. I'm telling y'all, he ain't taking no mess. Mm-mm, not at all. God loved each one of us, and he sent his only son. I wouldn't have sent man, but he sent him to die for the world. I probably wouldn't have never sent man, but God sent him. So we can have a right to live. To the tree of life, we can have a right. And we can afford not to love one another. We got to love everybody. I don't care how wrong they did. You better forgive them. That's why God had me going to people that hurt me so bad, saying, if I've offended you, I'm sorry. I know I didn't do none of them, but I can't wait for them to come to me. So I went to them. God had me to. And I asked them to forgive me. That's how you get in good standings with God. That's why you get more love and more from God. I want God to love me more and more. Show me more and more, and I want to love him 10 times as much. But we got to be able to do these things. We got this wise. Be wise. Know that God is looking at everything the leader is doing. He said if you a leader and you doing this stuff, you're going to get beat with a mini stripe. You already know what you're going to get. You're going to get tore up, cut up, whooped up, and everything. And you might not never had a whooping by Jesus, by God. But let me tell you something. There's no fun. I don't care how bad it gets. We can love each other, go to each other. You know, you can't. We got to do this. Ain't nothing too bad that God can't handle. Nothing. Too bad. He could have took Satan and wiped him off the face of the earth. But he didn't. He said, you better get out of my face, get behind me, and get on away from me before you get got. He didn't. God did. He show us how, even with David, forgive over and over and over again, over and over again. All of us. Every time I look around, God, Lord, forgive me. We repent. Lord, forgive me. He keep on forgiving us. And we got to forgive each other. We got to love each other. I don't like a whole lot of stuff Trump do, but that's on God. I love God. God can make Trump do whatever he want to do. So, I'm not finna go to hell because of Trump and nobody else. I'm going to stand firm on the word of God. If I have to lay this Bible down on the floor and stand on top of it, I'm going to stand on the word of God. I don't know how I got there, but I got there. Amen. So we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 7.
Oh, he keepeth the path of righteousness. No, he keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. No, he layeth up sound wisdom, y'all forgive me, layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment, that's 8, and preserveth the way of his saints. And see, many of Christians today, we out in like a fog. We walking in a fog. You know, we can see some, but we can't see enough. You wonder which way to go? We wonder which way to turn or what? But God and the word of God is like a fog horn to let you know exactly where he is. That God can blow that horn and you will know right where he is. And he'll preserve the way for us. He make a way for us. You know, we moving around in the fog like we don't know nothing. But God is right there and he got the horn and he blowing the horn saying, come on, this away, turn this away, do this like this and do that like that. God is right there for us. He's waiting for us. He reaches for us. He stores up sound wisdom for us. He helps us. I thank God today because I don't know nothing. I'm telling you. I pray. I study. I can't even write notes no more. But I have to let the Holy Spirit speak. That's why sometimes I veer off. Because it's not of me, it's God. It's the Holy Spirit talking. And he knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows exactly what he's doing. I don't have nothing over when I ask him to let me decrease, that he may increase and teach his people and minister to us, because we need ministering to. Even some that's not on the line need ministering to. But they got to know that God loves them. And every time they have a problem, they can't run from God. They need to run to God, to the clinic. They need to run to God and not run from God. So he can help through anything. God can help through anything. Yes, he can. Nothing too hard, nothing too big, nothing too wide that God can't do it. He can take care of it all. And we got to learn to run to him and not from him. Don't hide from him because you can't hide from him. God loves us all, and we got to love each other. We got to love the white, the black, the brown, the Indian, the you know, everybody, even that man that was in the KKK hood in the store today. We got to love him in order to get where God is. We got to do it. So, it's wild out here today. And you can expect almost to see anything. But you just pray. Pray for these people. Pray for yourself, but pray for these people. Because, you know what, it's not going to get better. You're going to see other things going on. And we got to be ready for it. We got to know how to go down in prayer. Even when they start taking the Bibles out from us, we got to have this word hidden in our heart. We got to know what book is what. We got to remember. We got to tuck the word of God down in our heart so we can learn how to repeat those scriptures and learn those scriptures. Even when you getting beat and whooped because you won't take the mark of the beast, you will have that word down in you, and you won't feel a lick. The angel be standing there taking them licks for you, but you know the word of God. God is good, and he good all the time, and I ain't trying to scare nobody. Let me be quiet. I ain't trying to scare nobody, but you got to know. We got to learn this word. It's all right to listen to me. It's all right to listen to the preacher. It's all right to listen to people on TV, the radios, and all this, but you need to learn that word for yourself. Come, you can say, the devil, you a lie. The Lord said this and the Lord said that, and bind them up and cast them out. Well, you got to learn the word of God. And if I were you, I would start in this book of Proverbs, because it's a wisdom book. It's the book for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and you'll get much knowledge out of the book of Proverbs. It's such an awesome book for us to study. It's an awesome book, you know, because it tells you if you obey him, if you don't be disobedient, what God's going to do for you. All you got to do is follow up with it. Just follow up with it. Proverbs 15, chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. It says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Now, we know that. If you come at somebody and you all hot and mad, and somebody going to come right back at you all hot and mad. And so in the 15th chapter of Proverbs, it's talking about Abigail and Nabal, and it's really, but today it's really Beauty and the Beast. That's who Abigail and Nabal, her husband, was. And it was, that's an awesome movie and an awesome picture, because Abigail was soft spoken, but Nabal was the beast. He was angry all the time and all that. But Nabal said some stupid stuff to David, and Abigail had to go and show David kindness and get him food and whatever else, and she bowed down at his feet so he can forgive them because they husband and wife. You know, a soft-spoken answer turns away wrath and anger and bitterness. It turns away, you know, the killing stuff. Because they say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never hurt me. They do hurt. They hurt, and I'm telling you right now, they do. So that's what happened in that. And we have to know, we have to be kind to everybody. We need to love everybody. I'm telling you, I keep saying this because I feel it in my spirit, and I need to say it. I need to say it. And we need to learn more how to say I love you. I try to tell my girls, my family, I love you every chance I get, because I do. And they need to hear that. So anyway, I'm past almost time. I don't want to keep you all any longer, but I just want you all to know that we gotta start living better. We gotta start doing better. We gotta do it. I'm trying to get a challenge together for us. It will be soon. I'll let you know. And I'm still praying about the Zoom. I'm still praying about that. So keep this number and everything for the radio broadcast. I'm still praying about Zoom. So until I say and send it out, we're going to keep coming on here. But God bless you all. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I want to make sure that we going to love each other no matter what. We're going to do the right thing no matter what. This is what God wants us to do. I don't care what happened. We still got to love each other no matter what. No matter. I don't care what nobody say. No matter what, we got to love each other. This is what God said. It's not what apostles say. This is what God said. We got to love each other. So we're going to get ready. I love y'all with the love of God. I'm going to talk to each one of y'all about some things and challenges. So I'm getting ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace, just
thanking and praising God for each one of them, Lord. I ask you to cover them and their whole family, their household, Lord. Cover the cars that they drive. Lord, I ask you to cover them if they're catching the bus, if they're walking, whatever, Lord. I ask you to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them, Lord. I ask you to cover them with finances, Lord. I ask you to cover them with healing, Lord. I just thank you tonight. I thank you for each one of them. Don't let no lack come toward them at all, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them fall on the left and on the right, but don't let nothing come nigh them. In the name of Jesus. Now unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That was the wrong thing. Hold on, y'all. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in him in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. God bless you all. God keep you. I love you, and God love you too. Now, y'all have a good night, and we're going to be right back here Friday for the Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. And keep that Proverbs in your mind. Now, y'all need to look in the book of Proverbs for some wisdom. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night here. God bless you.